San Antonio de los Cobres is a small mining town in Argentina, located high up in the Andes Mountains. It's a harsh environment, not least because their water supply is contaminated with the toxic element arsenic. The levels are 20 times higher than the level deemed safe by the WHO. However, researchers have now shown that the indigenous people have actually adapted to this toxic environment. To find out more, I spoke to Corin Bloomberg from the Karolinska Institute in Sweden.
This is in the Andes Mountains, around 4,000 meters above sea level. It's an arid area with no trees, and it's part of the Andes desert. And in this area, it's not much drinking water. And some of them have then naturally occurring high levels of arsenic, and probably have had for historical time.
Now, arsenic is pretty nasty stuff. In fact, it's one of the deadliest toxins out there. You probably associate it with whodunit mystery books, as a big dose of the stuff is fatal. At lower concentrations, like in this area in the Andes, it acts much more slowly, leading to illnesses like cancer and heart disease. It is especially dangerous for children, critically harming their immune system and putting them at much greater risk of bacterial infection.
Due to this long arsenic exposure, that they have adapted to a more efficient metabolism of arsenic, meaning that you excrete it faster compared to other populations that haven't lived with arsenic. Faster excretion, and also they don't produce some toxic byproducts of arsenic when it goes through the body. And in turn, that they have then less adverse health effects of arsenic. This is a proof of the principle that people can adapt to a toxic environment.
This high metabolism means the Andean population can get arsenic out of their system much quicker than if you or I found ourselves unwittingly drinking contaminated water. The team identified a specific mutation in their DNA associated with this efficient metabolism. So how did this come about?
The children with a genetic setup that is associated now with a slower metabolism would then have more infections, and that in historical time that would have been very dangerous and often death as a result. And that means that their gene pool haven't been able to reproduce for the next generation.
Unlucky children without this mutation are much more likely to succumb to the deadly effects of arsenic before they themselves can become parents, meaning anyone with it has an automatic advantage and is more likely to pass on their genes. Survival of the fittest. Evolution in action. This is the first evidence of people adapting to a toxic environment, but this kind of thing has been seen before.
There are a few other examples of human adaptation, and one well-known is, for example, to tolerate lactose in milk, which was shown about 10 years ago. And another example is tolerance at live at high altitude in Tibet. So there are a few other examples of adaptation to a certain environment or a certain nutrition. But this is the first one for humans and in relation to a toxic environment.